800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind as we launch into hour number three of the program, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. You bring up anything. It's Ben in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ben. Ben? Pennsylvania? Going once? Ben?
Here.
Hello.
I'm here.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Okay. One thing, it seems like you guys haven't talked about enough. I think it's like the most important issue facing the country right now is the foreign policy.
Well, what's there to say? I mean, we should withdraw the military, then disband it, and problem solved, right?
Well, I mean, right now, I mean, if drugs are legalized, that would be great, and it would be great if all these other laws were done away with, too.
Yeah.
If we go to war with Iran like now, how a lot of the leaders want to, I mean, there's probably going to be a draft.
Well, first of all, let me stop you right there. First of all, we aren't going to war with Iran. They are, the government people. And secondly, they're not my leaders. I don't know if they're leading you anywhere, but I wouldn't follow them anywhere they wanted to lead me. So I just wanted to correct your terminology there.
Yeah, no, I tend to do that a lot, like the grammatical errors. You say we using
I think a lot of people fall into that.
I think our foreign policy is very bad. It clearly is. I don't know if it's the most important issue, but I mean it's certainly right up there in the
It's the most expensive of the federal government's expenditures.
What's going on? I mean, obviously, if we return to a gold standard and stop the withholding tax, then Americans would have they would have to pay for a war out of their pocket rather than mortgaging their children's future.
Mm.
We would never attack Iran, and we would withdraw from Iraq right now if Americans had to. They would. Americans had to pay for the war.
You can say they're not our leaders, but when they come to your house with armed goons, they want to draft you into the military because you didn't show up at their recruiting post. Then, I mean, it's kind of hard.
Well, that doesn't make them a leader. That makes them a gang member. They're threatening you with force. Leaders don't do that. Leaders inspire. Leaders have vision. Leaders have a goal they want to reach, and they manage to convince people on a voluntary basis. They manage to persuade them to join in with whatever their movement might be, whatever it is, whether it be a business or whether it be a charity or whether it be just you with your personal vision for life. Leading doesn't ever have anything to do with coercion and force.
When you get a war, that takes away more freedom than any other type of government program there is in existence, because war is the most expensive, it's the most oppressive.
You'll find no disagreement here. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And we've certainly talked plenty on the program about foreign policy and the war and how it's just an awful idea in general. But I think I've come to the point where I'd rather focus on seceding, personal secession, and getting away from all this. If you don't like the war, I have to ask, sir, do you pay taxes?
Well, I'm 18 now, so I don't really. I work for my dad, but I don't have a formal job where I'd have to file an IRS tax claim.
Don't ever start. If you ever get a job, make it so they don't withhold any taxes and that they pay you a full amount of what you're worth, and then don't send the goons any money. And if more people would do that, then it would help starve the beast. And it would actually help do something to stop it.
Now, what your recommendation there is a little simplistic and messed up.
A job is
not going to pay you what you're worth. You're not going to get a job.
Take Social Security.
You're not going to get a job that's going to pay you what you're worth by trying to avoid taxes. Absolutely never. You might be able to get a business of your own and then not pay taxes. But having a
you can put in exempt, from what I understand, Mark, and they will not withhold income taxes.
Yeah, I do understand that.
Yeah. So yeah, they're still going to take Social Security and Medicare,
but then you're right on their radar. Rather than when you're putting exempt on your W-9 or W whatever, then you're saying, ha ha, not paying your taxes, IRS,
whatever. People
that's
are going to have to start saying that, as far as I'm concerned.
That's why I don't like the idea of the fair tax as much as some of my libertarian friends. They think it's a good idea, but with the fair tax, you're pretty much forced to pay taxes whenever
that's
you buy
correct.
Or sell goods. But at least the IRS, you can opt out of it if you want to risk going to jail.
Well, you are correct, but I do imagine that in the instance of the imposition of the fair tax, you would start to see a black market in new goods spring up. So you can buy your TV from Circuit City and pay the 30% tax. So go from $1,000 to $1,300. Or you can buy it on the black market in an off-the-back-of-the-truck sale for $1,100. You'll save yourself $200 in taxes, and it's the same TV. I can tell you that there are going to be people doing business like that if the fair tax comes through. But yes, I do generally agree with what you're saying. Absolutely.
That's one of the good things about this Free State project. If enough libertarians move there, maybe we could set up sort of a Gulch Glutch from the Ayn Rand book. I forget what it's called, where people buy and sell goods under the nose of the government.
Yeah, that's certainly possible, and I think that what you're going to see happen is that right now it's already started, and we can talk more about this here in a moment. And you don't have to all live together. You can live all across the state, and I think what's most important is that people claim their sovereignty for the first time, that people say, okay, that's about enough, had enough with your government programs, don't want your services anymore, thanks very much. You know, I'm interested in fire protection and maybe some police protection. I'm willing to pay for very limited services there, but, you know, I don't want to pay the cops to arrest me for putting something in my body that I've chosen to put in, so I only want real protection services. And, you know, beyond that, withdraw from the system. And better yet, create alternatives. Create alternative protection services. I'd rather give my money to some privateer than the government police any old day.
Now, I would love to see somebody be able to get enough land to be able to open his own airport where they could get shipments in of things so they could avoid most of the state roads.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Ship things in, start building hotels, condominium complexes, and businesses, and then close it off to the rest of the state unless they want to come in for commerce. That's it.
That's an interesting idea, and maybe we will see things like that someday as more and more people with capital start coming here and making those investments. But I think what we're seeing now is we're seeing people here in New Hampshire, more of the market-based activists, are starting to live free. They're starting to live their lives as they normally would if there wasn't a government around. And occasionally, when the Blue Light Gang shows up to enforce its laws, well, then they get something they didn't really bargain for. Normally, they're used to dealing with people that are going to be pushovers, and they're going to pay the fine, and they're going to try to move on. But none of us are going to pay the fine. We're going to show up in court with a bunch of our friends, and we're not going to stand for the judge, and we're going to let them know that we don't consent, and that we don't, you know, we're not interested in the scam anymore,
and
we're withdrawing.
It's going to take a certain sizable number of people to be able to really affect this. Because, of course, with numbers comes strength.
How many is sizable?
Not sure. But
we've had success with six.
Yeah, I think, well, what I'm saying is if you're going to be doing this in very large, very noticeable numbers, the state is eventually going to start trying to act.
You believe in the crackdown?
They're
going to
crack down.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
Well, yeah, I believe that there will be a crackdown, too, but I think that they'll have slipped.
It'll backfire.
I do really believe that. I think that to some extent, what's the Gandhi quote there? If the first they laugh
first
at you.
First they ignore you.
Ignore, laugh.
Fight you.
Fight you.
Then you win.
Yeah. Right. At this point, I think we're just pretty much being ignored.
Mm-hmm.
So I expect it to be fought.
But yes, I think you're right, Mark. By the time they get to the fighting phase, if they choose that phase, and by the way, it'd be wise for them to ignore and to keep ignoring. Because if they fight, then more attention will be brought. You know, they would then be giving attention to us, and then we are going to double up, and more people are going to come here as a result of what the government does. If it shows itself for the true, its true violent nature that it really has, then that will just simply attract more people that are like-minded here, because they'll see, this is it, this is the time, this is the place, this is the time, and these are the right people. There has never been a better chance for liberty in our lifetimes than now, which is why I say join the Free State Project as soon as possible and move here to New Hampshire. Don't wait. Any other thoughts?
Do you guys have those traffic cameras with the red lights there in New Hampshire?
I haven't seen any.
Not really.
Yeah, I don't see them around here, no. I think there are cameras, but I'm not sure how well dispersed they are or who's monitoring them. I feel like I might have seen a camera or two, but I don't think they're checking for red light running or anything like that. But I don't really know. That's a good question, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Certainly other New Hampshireites are welcome to chime in if they have a better answer to that question. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Ron Paul has not quit the race and is going stronger than ever. Since our last ad, Ron Paul delegates have won major victories in Missouri, Nevada, Texas, Alaska, Colorado, Louisiana, South Dakota, Minnesota, Florida, and many others. Many do not understand how the election process works. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. Ron Paul has a plan, and he wants you to become a delegate, which are first voted in county, state, and then the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com. And click on Why Ron Paul Will Win to find out more on how you can become a Ron Paul delegate in your area. That's ronpaulflags.com. Remember, buying a Ron Paul flag will keep these important ads on the air. So stand your ground. Go for the win and buy a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526. Buy a Ron Paul flag today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll-free line is Ian here with you.
Ian Garg.
And Mark, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the archives. You can grab an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the site for free at freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds? Or working out and eating right, no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. You can get off that fad diet roller coaster forever. Check out notfatanymore.com.
800-259-9231. Continue with your calls. We'll continue to discuss the Libertarian Party controversy. I have withdrawn my membership and am continuing my path away from politics and toward market activism. We'll continue that discussion here. But first, we go to Gary in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Gary. Gary.
Hello.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, that's an interesting move you're making there, getting out of party politics. I was noticing much of the same thing myself.
Yeah, I've been out of it for a while, pretty much at this point, but now it's official.
But the it just seems like the one phrase that was getting thrown around down here in Florida in Orange County, which is the county with Orlando in it,
mm-hmm.
The Chairman Oliver, the chairman of the Republican party there, was throwing out this idea that the worst or the best or the worst Republican is better than the best Democrat, and as if it's just some kind of cheerleader squad for the R's and the D's and
red team,
you know,
blue
the
team.
I's and the L's, and it's just utter morality, really,
it's the
when
sports,
you think about
it's a, yeah, it's a sports team mentality.
Yeah, it's there is no, if there is no difference, if there is no principle behind the party, then what is the means of doing it? But I was also taking I was just listening in for the last hour here, or the last the start of the last hour,
mm-hmm.
and I was at the Wesley Snipes trial.
Wow.
For the sentencing portion of it, and I write for the Liberty Sentinel, which is a pro-liberty newspaper that started up here in the last year in North Central Florida.
Yeah, we're advertisers.
A new issue just came
out. You are advertisers, yes. I'm the Ocala Bureau Chief for the paper.
Excellent.
And,
what's the website?
The website is libertysentinel.org.
Very good. And are you a Free State Project member as your co-publisher, Neil Collins?
I haven't been involved with it, but I am, I'm thinking of it. You know, it's certainly, there's one of the things, like being involved with politics and activism. You can get into so many different things that your head can start spinning.
Yeah, you don't want to spin
yourself too thin. I'm working and writing for this paper right now. It's been the bulk of my time. I was
the
Marion County coordinator for the Ron Paul campaign.
That's cool, and I appreciate that. But the good news about the Free State Project is it doesn't have to take up much of your time. You just go to freestateproject.org and get signed up, sign the statement
I'm actually learning about it. Now, this thing that scares me, I think it's New Hampshire, and where is it also, Montana?
No, it's just New Hampshire.
Yeah.
It's just New Hampshire because the weather there is a little cold for a Floridian. You know?
That's okay. I'm a Floridian.
I'm from Sarasota.
Yeah.
And so we're actually... the excuse doesn't work.
Right, because we're from further south than you are. We're actually from Sarasota.
Yeah, well, I used to be from the south. I used to be from Miami. So,
this was my
big move north here.
These guys love the winter, man. They were going out in the snow, dancing and throwing it around. They love it.
I built a house out in the snowiest winter in New Hampshire in 100 years. So
you get used to it. It's
got heaters here.
I'm still pretty sensitive to the cold, but yeah, I mean it's the only difference between here and there is there you're running from air conditioned vehicle to air conditioned house, through the sweltering heat. Here you're running from heated house to heated vehicle through the brittle cold. But you know, once the cold's over, it's beautiful, and even the snow is wonderful.
And some of the things about the temperatures that this is coming from a Floridian is. It's about 15 degrees different. Sort of our 45 feels like your 60.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So I've noticed that when it's no longer freezing out and it's getting into the 40s, it's like, oh, let's take off some clothes. It's actually in the 60s. You can be in a t-shirt and shorts.
I always think about is, those guys in Valley Forge that were fighting for liberty, for independence, let's call it, from Great Britain. You know, they went through a lot. And if what I've got to give up is Florida weather, and that's where I'm from, then I guess I'm willing to do that. And
yeah,
the worst case scenario,
I can
snowbird.
I'd like to see the whole United States become a free state project. That's I'd like to see.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I'd like to see the whole world be free, but I think that what we need to do is focus on where we are and where we are.
We should make one little state that works and that we can show people. Because
proof of concept.
One of the things that people say about liberty is, well, where's that working? Where's that happening? Well, it's not, because people always want power over other people.
Yeah, it's never been tried.
The paradigm of government is the only paradigm that people are thinking of, so we would have to show them that small government or no government or secession or whatever it is that the Free State Project turns into can work. That way you can say, it's working now in New Hampshire, and here's some case studies on how New Hampshire's doing versus other states and growth. And
Gary,
you make a very good argument there.
Let me make a prediction for you, having, again, spent my entire life in Florida. I predict that in the coming years, more great activists will move out of Florida and the rest of the 49 states, and they will move here to New Hampshire. So we will siphon off the best of the best activists, as we have been doing. And
that'll leave the rest of the country in pretty sad circumstances.
But hey, you know what? That's how the cookie crumbles, my friend. And in addition to more great liberty activists moving out of your state of Florida, you'll also at the same time have statists from New York and New Jersey and, you know, some other states as well, moving down into
here.
The state of Florida. Oh, I know they're there.
They're
and there
here.
Will be more.
And there's plenty moving from New Hampshire down there.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Gary, thank you for the call, and thanks for your activism, and good luck with your paper, sir. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Not to say it's completely hopeless in Florida, but it's nearly hopeless. 800-259-9231. We continue with Vince in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vince. Vince, going
how are you guys doing up in that cold weather?
Oh, it's not cold here.
Yeah, it's a little rainy today.
Yeah, it was a little wet and a little colder than a few days ago, but it was, what, 60 or something?
I don't think we need a weather report from Keene, New Hampshire.
Go ahead, sir. What's your...
I was up there a long, long time ago. That's beautiful country up there.
Yep. What do you got for us tonight, Vince?
Well, I just want to talk about some of the more basic aspects of freedom. I want to ask you guys something, because I keep hearing, I watched a little bit of television on this, about the National Council and State Legislators.
Yeah.
And believe me, we do have that, and it's nuts, but they want to eliminate a lot of, you know, to continue on with what they call tort reforms.
Right. That's
they want to eliminate... what positions lawyers can't take in courts of law and to utilize, say, defenses, to limit their defenses in criminal cases.
Really? So more restrictions on the options that they can offer to their clients, basically, is what you're saying?
Sure, because, I mean...
Well, that's the direction things have been going in, and, you know, we've seen over the years that the court system has become more and more restrictive to freedom. Certainly in the area of jury nullification, it's most obvious. And, Vince, thank you for the call tonight and bringing that up. 800-259-9231. But it's the system for the system, about the system, and who's shocked when the system clamps down upon itself and, you know, makes it even more difficult to get justice? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much help I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll free. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us and freetalklive.com. Those features including the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh you need to know about the program, go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on it free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June the 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to learn how the FSP early movers are already making a difference, and we are, and see firsthand why Ron Paul loves New Hampshire and its activists. Let's see, where's it? Go sign up for, where is this? I don't even know what this copy is.
Discover New Freedoms. It's highlighted, there Mark, it in orange for you.
No, it's not. It's circled in pen. The part that's highlighted in orange
has been
scribbled through.
Out.
Yeah.
My bad. You need to get
the
highlighter.
Discover New Freedoms, then. New Communities, and New Beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Porkfest.com.
It's a good thing they don't pay a lot of money to be on this show.
Well, they get all kinds of value.
Oh,
we
yeah.
just sat on the phone with a guy for nearly a segment trying to convince him to sign up for the Free State Project. And
totally.
As a result, thousands and thousands of people heard that and could very well be motivated to sign up themselves.
That very
well
may be true. Because I have to say that the Free State Project was a major turning point in my development of my viewpoint toward liberty.
Wow.
We were talking earlier tonight about the Libertarian Party and how I have revoked my membership from the Libertarian Party. And it was a life membership. So I actually had to call them up, and I couldn't just let it expire. I had to call and revoke my membership. And it was because they have just drifted away from principle, and they've been watering themselves down. And now they're like just like all the other political parties, and they're so inefficient. Let me continue from my blog post here, and we'll continue with your calls at freekeen.com.
Well, I'd like to say that the Free State Project was real change for me too, because there is no hope otherwise.
Yep.
for liberty, and there is no hope in our
lifetime. If you have other
evidence, it's a multi-generational approach of education for the public otherwise,
no,
which is not, you know, is all that's going to do is leave me bitter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bitter about national politics because I know that there's no changing it. My vote doesn't matter. What I say doesn't matter. I've got to pay in or go to jail, and what I have to say doesn't matter. And, you know, that doesn't leave someone very empowered. Whereas with a Free State Project, there is a hope, there is a chance you can work towards, and we're having success already for liberty in your lifetime.
Proven success.
You know, I was thinking about, I was just chatting about F. Paul Wilson a little bit earlier. We were talking about some of his novels. And when Paul was here at the Liberty Forum back in January, it was just such a big weekend. You guys are broadcasting. And yeah, I talked to him afterwards.
Had pizza with him.
Yeah, we hung out. We had pizza with him, and Julia was there. We had a great time. And he said afterwards, he said, boy, that just really energized me. It felt like my old piss and vinegar days when I was back there in the 60s. And that's great. And for me, from my perspective, guys, you know that I've been very frustrated with what's been happening in the state of New Hampshire because I grew up here and I've seen how things have changed. But seeing the Free Staters come in has been like watching the cavalry arrive.
Yep.
You know, and
you're not the only one who feels that way
either. Yeah, it's great.
So here's a little bit of my history in the LP and what sort of led me down the road to where I am today. Today, where the Libertarian Party is dead to me and no longer resembles the party I joined 10 years ago. After the 2000 Brown campaign, I jumped into Libertarian Party activism. I attended meetings regularly and single-handedly organized and paid for Libertarian outreach at the county fair, gun shows, and gay and lesbian pride fests. I'd like to point out that back then I did not pat myself on the back for that or say, hey, look what I'm doing, guys. I only mention it for one purpose. And so I did all that and funded it all myself because of the political nature of the Libertarian Party. It wasn't hard to notice how bureaucratic and slow they were. For example, they spent uncountable weeks debating over bylaws. Mm. Just weeks and weeks and weeks.
How long they must have debated over that one bus stop sign. That was their advertising.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't even a bylaw. It was just an idea.
This was an idea, and they actually managed to get something done. But they bought a little billboard bus stop sign thing. I don't even know how to describe it. It's probably 3x5, poster board 3 feet by 5 feet. And it goes inside this, you know, bus stop that they built.
$400 a month.
Yeah, and that was their big deal as far as advertising. And man, they just debated it back and forth. And being an advertising guy, I'm like, oh god.
Oh yeah. Oh man.
And everybody gets their opinion.
Yeah.
And everybody's opinion stinks except mine.
Mm,
and
yeah,
you know, that's how it goes. So if you want something, you want to do something, you've got to do it yourself.
So that's what I did. By the way, it's exactly what you said, Mark. At the non-bylaw reviewing regular meetings, whenever an idea was proposed, there would always be, almost nearly always be, someone who would derail the discussion into debate on the idea itself or just on a tangential issue. Oh, we should be talking about the drug war. We should be, you know, looking at this other idea over here. And very little ever actually got done. And by the way, just as an addition to my article here, when I was getting ready to leave Florida, We had a Free State Project local group set up down there in Sarasota at that time that I was sort of putting together. And so we would have these Free State Project meetings of all the Free Staters in the Sarasota, Manatee County area.
Yeah,
we'd all get together. And a couple of the people there were active in the Libertarian Party at that point. And so they were going to all the Libertarian Party meetings. I hadn't gone to a Libertarian Party meeting in a long time, so it was kind of interesting to hear from them what was going on inside the party. And they were talking about the advertising you mentioned, Mark. But also, there was another point at which they decided to review the bylaws. And what did I say would happen? I said, oh, great. How long is this going to take? Hey, be sure to let me know when you're done with it. It was months. Months later. You know, when they start reviewing the bylaws, then all the crap hits and, you know, everybody's nickel and diming over commas and ands and ors and buts. And it's just if you've never sat through
Liberty,
this,
not happening.
It's madness.
Oh, man.
And so same as before when I was involved, it took literally weeks upon weeks. It took them months to actually review the bylaws and finalize them and do all their nonsense. Anyway, so that was just my experience with the local Libertarian Party. The Libertarian Party state conventions that I attended were dull. Having watched the Libertarian Party national conventions on television, I can say that while some of the speeches were excellent, the bulk of the time was spent bickering over party platform, where they sit there and they do similar things as they do with the bylaws in the local party. It's just a whole bunch of people nationally in a big room together arguing and debating over what the platform should say. And they do this every 2 years. Anyway, I'm glad I never went to one of those. All of this distasteful, bureaucratic, political garbage was very frustrating to me, as I didn't know what else to do to achieve liberty in our lifetime.
By the way, you had said that you funded a lot of things on your own, and I just remembered that when I believe it was Harry Brown was running in 2000.
Yeah.
I was an advertising executive, a relatively wet behind the ears advertising executive.
Mm-hmm.
And you were working there at the rock and roll station, and you paid out of your pocket to run ads for the Libertarian Party and the Libertarian candidate on, you know, a couple of the stations, one or two of the stations.
Yeah, I forgot about that. You're right.
But you paid out of your pocket to do that.
For Harry Brown's campaign.
And who, you know, people just aren't doing those things. And the people that are just are so deluded in the populace that, you know, nothing's getting done.
Right.
Having people like that around energizes other people. You were able to get me to do a few activist-type things in Sarasota. But, you know, now we're... there's so many more people that people get involved more and more, and stuff gets done.
It's a real synergistic. Yeah, it's a real movement up here in New Hampshire, whereas down there it was like me trying to take the, what do you call those things that when they get the heart monitors or the, no, they're not monitors, they're like, you clear and you heart things, the heart things, what are they? Where you clear and you shock somebody and they come back to life.
I don't know.
That's what I felt like I was doing.
With zappers.
Yeah, the zappers. That's what I felt like I was doing with the Libertarian Party. I was like trying to keep the pulse going. And really, I spent all this money and time, and it felt good to go out and do the outreach and to help people sort of discover the message of liberty. But where was I leading them to? This bureaucratic, slow, stupid organization called the Libertarian Party? So I was very frustrated that, you know, this liberty message was so powerful,
yeah,
but yet the organization that was out there promoting it is miserable.
Well, Mark, you were talking during one of the breaks, you and I were talking about from my perspective here in New Hampshire, and you're sort of making a curve with your hands and saying, you know, you've seen this happen, but since the Free State Project has come around, you've seen some changes, and there have been some changes policy-wise here, which is great. And the more people get here, the more not only will there be policy changes, but just the thinking in areas is going to change.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a sea change, a paradigm shift. 800-259-9231. So I was pretty frustrated with the Libertarian Party and sort of pulling away from it to some extent. But then I found the Free State Project. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is George Winters Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.heareitonline.com. That's HEAREITONLINE.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor had worked with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Garn.
And Mark. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And that's 1-800-259-9231. Continuing the discussion of something that I guess is somewhat significant. It's closure for me. It's not like I hadn't already come to this conclusion, but I've decided that I'm no longer interested in continuing my membership in the Libertarian Party and have revoked it. I'd pretty much dropped away from politics completely prior to this, so this is the icing on the cake. And the last straw was Mary Ruart, one of my personal libertarian heroes and author of Healing Our World, being under attack by the Libertarian Party's National Committee. And because she took a true libertarian position on the issue of child pornography. And let me just go ahead and read her position here real quick so you can have some idea of what she said that caused all of the stir in the first place. It was in her book, which is entitled, one of her books, which is entitled Short Answers to Tough Questions. She encourages people to write in the most difficult liberty questions that you might get from somebody who is new to the ideas, and she answers them in very short, understandable ways. The question is, how can a libertarian argue against child pornography? And Mary says, children forced to participate in sexual acts have the same rights and recourse as a rape victim. We can and should prosecute their oppressors. Children who willingly participate in sexual acts have the right to make that decision as well, even if it's distasteful to us personally. Some children will make...
darn distasteful to me.
Yep, she says, some children will make for choice is just as some adults do in smoking and drinking to excess. This is part of life. What we outlaw child pornography, I don't know why it's, the grammar's messed up here. When we outlaw child pornography, if the prices paid for child performers rise, increasing the incentives for parents to use children against their will. For some reason, I feel like a couple words were changed in that accidentally. Maybe it was scanned in or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so she took a pretty libertarian position, and that is that, okay, people might do weird things with their families or whatever, their freedom, but that's okay. In order to have freedom, we have to allow people to do weird things, like the fundamentalists in the LDS religion.
Well, the first question I would ask people is, if children are, and I don't know what she means by a child, but if children are willingly participating in sexual acts, is how are we going to know?
That's
exactly
a good question.
It. And how do you know whether they're not willingly engaged in this? You know, you get to a voluntary society. You have to come up with some sort of paradigms to allow for prosecution or exclusion or something like that within this system. I thought it was very interesting, that second point that you brought up about the marketplace. That's fascinating as well.
1-800-259-9231. I'm going to jump into your phone calls here in a moment, but I just wanted to say that as after I had... we were talking about my falling away from the Libertarian Party and my realizing once I was involved in it how bureaucratic and slow it is and inefficient and just irritating the whole political process is, and the just it's just such a disappointing movement. Then I found the Free State Project. And since then, and in the first half of the decade, and especially since moving to New Hampshire, I've been learning about the free marketplace and actually experiencing real decentralized activism. And certainly there are a bunch of political free staters, for those of you who still believe you can change the system from the inside. There's a lot of that activism going on here. But the most exciting and effective activism has been market-based. And that's my opinion. There's a cadre of great market-based activists here in Keene, and that number is growing. We're creating our own media, and we've begun living free. If the blue light gang interferes, that's the government, by the way, we've already proven success at deterring their aggression. And as more join in withdrawing from the coercive society and joining the voluntary society, we'll be only more successful as the coercive gang's veil of legitimacy will crumble from its own inherent contradictions. Eventually, the transition to the free market will be complete, and not one vote need be cast or politician promoted. Goodbye, Libertarian Party! Their contribution to the dilution and destruction of the term libertarian is appreciated. Free marketeer, after all, is so much more descriptive of my beliefs. Thanks, Libertarian Party, for helping me realize that politics is never the solution to problems. We will never be free by begging, but only by choice. I choose liberty. What about you? Will you join the nonviolent evolution? And by the way, I call it that, the nonviolent evolution, because someone else had coined the phrase nonviolent revolution. But I feel like the term revolution has revolve in it, and that means you're going back around to the beginning to start anew or to start again. And I feel like evolution is a more descriptive term to talk about what we're doing here. We're evolving our mindset and the way we think about life and freedom, and we're stepping towards the voluntary society, which is something completely different than what's been tried in the past.
And to use the term free market is so much more appropriate. I think a lot of people would understand if you say free marketeer. Libertarianism, people find a little clunky. It's been around for a while. Maybe it'll still have common usage down the line, but who knows?
I don't want to
other
be called a libertarian anymore.
Well, I'm thinking
they might confuse me with the Libertarian Party.
Yeah, folks hearing what you're saying, maybe they'll make the same move, you know?
Right.
And I think Mary Ruart's comments were the catalyst for something that has, I think, brought about the stark differences within the Libertarian Party.
Yep.
And I think that we can study Mary Ruart's comments even further in the theoretical, in the abstract, as Mark was bringing up, and I just brought up a little bit. But if you stick to the non-aggression policy, that requires you to be as consistent as possible, and that requires you to get rid of government and have voluntary society.
Yeah, it requires creativity. I mean, if you see a problem, figure out a solution without involving forcing your neighbors to pay for it. Mm-hmm. Let's go to your phone calls. Dale's on the line in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Ian. I'm just glad to hear the news. I saw your article and wanted to congratulate you on your official withdrawal. I know you, like you said, you've already sort of withdrawn, but, you know, now it's official.
Well, yeah, I had already withdrawn, and my participation was minimal. And there still may be a very, very minimal participation in that. I really like Mary Ruart, and, you know, if she gets the nod, then certainly we'll be talking about her and all that. I don't know if she will. I don't know how this election is going to go with the Libertarian Party. I don't really know what her chances are like, but she's a principled lady, and she's an awesome lady, and so I'm going to work on getting her on the program, because whether or not she's running for president, her ideas deserve to be promoted.
True.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I mean, that sounds great. I can't support her, obviously. I don't support anyone in an election, but I think it's great, you know, her ideas getting out there. So.
Very good, Dale. Any other thoughts?
Just wanted to congratulate you. I think it's great news, and I'm just glad to be a completely apart from politics myself.
Yeah, I felt pretty fresh and clean after I hung up the phone with the Libertarian Party today. It was a nice feeling.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dale. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231.
The thing about separating myself from politics is that, you know, they're extracting money from me through threat of violence, and I know that's not affecting you on a national level because you're not paying your income tax, but you're still paying your
not
property.
My income tax.
Well, you're not paying the income tax.
That's right.
however, the the property tax you're still paying. So, you know, from that standpoint, I can see being
I'm working on that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm working on that. Let's continue here and talk to Todd in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Todd.
Hey, Ian. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to say I can't blame you for resigning from the LP.
Have you had any similar experiences?
Yeah. I know we don't have a whole lot of time to go into it, but I just want to say that I'm standing behind Mary Roard no matter what, and I know who's basically behind the whole thing. But the funny thing is that, like you, I'm now officially rejecting the term libertarian. This was the last straw. I'm also calling myself a free marketeer after this whole thing.
Well, excellent. Congratulations on that. It just seems like, you know, adopting the term libertarian for oneself at this point puts you in the same category.
It's gotten so diluted to the point where it's not even usable anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to be confused with Mike Gravel or Bob Barr or Neil Bortz or Glenn Beck.
And the funny thing about it is that as the term libertarian has become more better known through Ron Paul's campaign, it's now becoming less and less valuable for having any meaning because people inside the party are starting to work against its principles. It's just bizarre.
Yep.
You would think that, okay, hey, this is an opportunity for us. Show people what this really means. And instead, hey, we have people being attracted to this philosophy, so
let's water it down.
Water it down. Yep. It's just nuts. It's crazy.
Yep. Any other thoughts, Tom?
Well, I just want to say we're going to get a standby behind Mary, and I'll support her campaign, but I will have nothing to do with the LP. In fact, I repudiate the LP as far as I'm concerned.
Very good, Todd. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate it. It has been Ian here with you.
And Garn.
And Mark.
Moving on, moving up, moving forward. Free State Project, lots of exciting things happening here. If you like the political thing, there's plenty of that going on. If you still can't get, you know, let go of the system. But, man, some of the outside-the-system stuff that's going on here is so exciting, and the potential for growth is tremendous. More new people are coming here all the time. So, anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and join Gardner at libertyconspiracy.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Minecraft.